Hello, it's Monday, the 15th of April in the year of our Lord 2024. Welcome back to Liberty Tactics. It's myself, Lou Collins, and I am delighted to welcome back the wonderful Gary Waterman, a former police officer, now whistleblower. How are you doing, Gary?
Hey Lou, yeah, not too bad, not too bad. It's raining outside, so it'd be nice if it was dry. But thank you very much for letting me chat to you again, Lou. I really appreciate it.
Well, it's very, very important, Gary. Now, last time we were in, we went over how you stumbled upon fraud linked to a property that you owned. And that ended up leading you down rabbit holes. And they were rabbit holes that myself and a great guy called Gordon Bowden went down 2013 or 20, whenever it was. So
Yes.
I got it. You've just found your faith. You're a new Christian. Hallelujah. And you were going down some dark places. If we do like 5, 10 minutes, Gary, of just a little recap, even though I'm sure everybody listening to the show knows who you are, but we do reach out to people that, we do get a lot of new people coming in. So let's have a quick recap. And then I want to go deep into what else you've been finding because it's dark, isn't it?
Yeah. So just for those that haven't heard of me or watched the or heard the previous interview, so I was a police officer for 18 years, and I was a director for a company that led to uncover forged bank documents that appeared to be produced by the bank itself. Through inquiries that resulted from that, I led to uncover a massive issue with the world, really, and that is that the Companies House Register, that is a government organisation, have been forging the Companies House Register against the legal incorporation documents. And what that does is creates an unlawful or illegal entity that then cannot be held accountable or liable for anything. Basically, they can get away with whatever they want. They've also been allowed to use false details ever since Companies House was created in 1844. So there's no verification of names, addresses, etc. And of course, this again means that they can't be held liable or accountable. This, along with the forged bank documents being used by these companies, means that they can falsify their records and send the real money in relation to their companies into offshore accounts and conceal whatever money they've been defrauded. And of course, this opens huge implications because it's government run. So that means it can be used for taxation. All taxation could be being spent through these companies and contracted out through these companies, like we've heard with the PPE scandal with Michelle Mohn. And then that money can then be defrauded and come back to those individuals or their affiliated family members or companies. And yeah, so the public have been victimized for a long, long time in relation to this, and it needs to stop. And it was very obvious very quickly that this system of fraud linked to Ghislaine Maxwell, Robert Maxwell, Jeffrey Epstein, and to Max Clifford. So that opened a whole new can of worms, obviously, in relation to that fraud. And it seems to go hand in hand with those individuals. And obviously, that means Jimmy Savile and Operation Yew Tree. And then since identifying that, actually, Lou, it was since your last the last interview with you, I publicised that and I started getting responses from members of the public whose children or grandchildren are going through the care system. And the very first family that contacted me, I looked into it and they had significant evidence suggesting that that particular child was being subjected to abuse within the care system itself. And I managed to see some of that evidence. So I delved into it a little bit more and through Companies House established that everyone surrounding that child in the care services, including the judges, the doctors, it was a doctor that wasn't independent, so this was a doctor that had examined the child, the school, the solicitors, the social workers, all linked back very quickly through to this system of fraud and therefore the child trafficking. But even more worrying, which links into what you told me actually, Lou, with the last interview, was an offshore parliamentary informal group that had been set up for UK islands. Now, that had been set up by a particular MP where this child was actually where the concern was raised in the south of England on the Isle of Wight. And that offshore parliamentary group linked almost immediately to Ghislaine Maxwell within Companies House. That then tied in with the evidence or information you gave me, Lou, which was in relation to, is it Hope de la Grande? I always forget the name.
Hope de la Grande.
Hope de la Grande. Oh, I've got to say it in the right accent.
Hope de la Grande. I'm probably butchering it.
Yeah. So thankfully to you, I'd already heard about that, but I didn't know much about it, you know, when it happened in 2006, wasn't it? 2007, yeah. Something like that. But you prompted me to look into it. And lo and behold, I investigated it, looked into the initial news articles, and from there acquired the names of the senior investigating officers and the MPs surrounding it.
And it linked...
Yes, yes. Yeah. Yeah. Jack Straw was mentioned.
Yeah. Jack Straw.
Another MP, two police officers, senior investigating officers. And it linked almost immediately back into the system of fraud and the child trafficking element, which then led to very quickly, and remember, there's over 5 million companies on Companies House, and very quickly it identified that it linked to top politicians very quickly within this. Remember, bearing in mind, I've come from the research of the island, Jersey, where this happened, and it linked, as you know, Jimmy Savile initially said he'd never been to this location, but then he admitted he had. And as you know from the report, there was lots of children's body parts found, etc. The investigation
there's
was...
Pictures. There's pictures of him. And what's unbelievable is the pictures of him, the wonderful Bill Maloney, who was on my show and he worked alongside John Wedger, Pine Mash Films. His sister was sitting on Jimmy Savile's lap in that photo.
Oh, really? And he was trying to, yeah, it's unbelievable, isn't it? He still denied even being anything to do with it. And then it led very quickly. So within, again, this is within Companies House and a little bit of research around it. I then identified that there's a particular part of Heathrow Airport that's been compromised by this fraud, which allows anything, whether it be children or drugs, to be flown in and bypass security, it appears. So they've got a compromised department. Yeah,
I didn't know this bit. Right.
Yeah,
tell me more. Tell me more.
Yeah. So I identified a department at Heathrow that was linked through Companies House. Interestingly, and I don't want to get too spiritual here, but very quickly it linked through to the Charles Darwin Trust. Now, I'd already found links to the Charles Darwin Trust from another area of the research, but this was now coming in from the, and again, very quickly in from the child concern element and the child trafficking from that island. Now that throws, now if you think the Charles Darwin theory, was that created as a system of this deception, of this misinformation to turn people, I know we don't want to get too religious here or too spiritual here, that's a whole nother subject.
Really. We can do, because I doubt there's many other places you can do.
I just really want to emphasize that now that has been identified, it must be considered that the Charles Darwin theory was set up to get people to disbelieve in a faith outside of mankind and turn to our governments for answers and try and trust them. I mean, this is you know, it's definitely linked very quickly to the child protection.
We're in a spiritual battle. There is the biggest. We're at spiritual war. Right?
Yeah,
and anybody. You know, everyone's got to start armoring up, Gary.
Yeah.
Like, really, absolutely. They are going to come for you. They'll come trying through your family, your friends, whatever. You've got to armor up. But listen, so this Heathrow, I'm just intrigued about this Heathrow. So what, because this is something I now feel I need to dig into if it's coming from for the children. So where did you go to find this extra, what's this, a special, what, like a runway or a terminal?
No, I mean, there's a document I've produced with showing all of this, but it linked in. So the research, I don't know if I explained this to you before, actually. So
no, I haven't heard this before.
So it's very easy to follow the evidential trail and link to other companies.
Right.
So I basically just followed the trail from those police officers and from the members of parliament, followed the trail through Companies House, through the incorporation documents. You might have not only the name of the company that document relates to or the register that it's attached to, but on that document might have other company names. So then you just research those company names, and of course there's a legal connection, there's a financial connection because it's already on the document for that company. You follow it, and then you may look into the people section within the Companies House register. And then that then leads you to other companies. Anyway, long story short, very quickly, there's a Heathrow company that links very closely to this. And I can't remember, I haven't got it in front of me. I'd have to go and get the document or look at it online. But it appears to be a company by the company name and its description that relates to the security checks at Heathrow Airport. So it doesn't take much to think.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, so that's where that, I haven't looked into that anymore. All I've basically looked at is seen the airport company name linked very quickly to the child protection. And it appears to have been the possibility of allowing bypassing. I think it was a security company name or something to do with Heathrow Airport.
I'll have a look into that.
Yeah, so it needs a little bit more delving if you want more information than what I've
I can do that. Okay.
But yeah, so it led all into that, and then it linked. There was links then to Keir Starmer again, and Keir Starmer is linked to the Madeleine McCann case very, very quickly through Companies House. And as we know, and you'll know for sure, that he was the director of public prosecution for the Jimmy Savile case.
Yep.
So that all ties together, and it just throws this whole, you know, it's like a big jigsaw puzzle, isn't it? And when you start tying all these things together, you've now got, I mean, the fact that the MPs, none of the MPs, okay, now I put them on notice, probably didn't word it as well as I should have done, but I sent an email to 650 MPs almost a week ago. And I said, look, can one of you at least contact me in relation to this? Because if you don't, then you're appearing to be complicit to conspiring to allow international fraud and child trafficking to continue. You're in a position to actually address this and change things and at least respond. If you don't do that, and of course, I've had absolutely no responses at all. Absolutely no. In fact, the only response I've had in several months of many emails to 650 MPs was from Harriet Harman. She's the only one who responded to me. Now, you know the National Council for Civil Liberties.
Oh, my God. Yes, of course. Why?
Yes. So I can only imagine that things were weighing heavy on her mind and she felt the need to respond to me despite nobody else having done so.
What about Andrew Britton?
He wasn't on that. I have spoken to Andrew Bridgen in person. I've spoken to him. I've got his number and spoken to him. I mean, he's tearing his hair out about the whole thing. And I've spoken to John Wedger, Mark Sexton.
You have spoken to him. Oh, good.
Mark Sexton. He sent a very interesting email. May or may not have seen, I think I sent it to you, actually.
I've started listening to it as well.
I mean, he's now come to the point where the public have to now move forward with this. He's come to the conclusion that everyone's involved, the organisations. I mean, that ties in with what I've got. My shareholder appears to have links to MI6. Don't know if I told you about that before.
No. We need to do this.
Okay, I'll do that now whilst we're thinking about it. So a particular shareholder within my company is a former NHS chief executive that was in charge of a £700 million budget. Her husband is a former Dorset police officer that was leaked information about the investigation I was reporting to my old force, where I found connections to another shareholder within my company who appeared to have omitted all payments into our building, which meant I was paying more. And they appeared to be a family member of the second in command of Dorset Police. Anyway, long story short, that particular shareholder is the NHS chief executive, also oversees, interestingly, the area of Isle of Wight, which we've just been talking about, where this child is, and the MP that set up the offshore parliamentary island group. Anyway, those shareholders, so the NHS chief executive and the former police officer, are linked to a company, or are they linked through, sorry, to Ian Fleming through research. Now, Ian Fleming,
where have you gone? Gary, you've muted yourself, I think. You've lent on mute. If you can hear me. He's lent on mute, guys. Sorry. I'll just wait until he appears back here. Gary. Ah, you're back.
Can you hear me?
You must have lent on the mute button. Yeah, all I got, we got as far as Ian Fleming.
Obviously, that's my big ears. My big ears again.
Ian Fleming, James Bond. Ian Fleming, are we talking?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So there's very close links to that shareholder and Ian Fleming, same surname, And they also had a company around there that started up JP Morgan Banks. Now, this all ties in with everything else.
Of
So
course.
JP, yeah, of course it does. So Swift International Transaction System, who again is a fraudulent entity company. Okay, so they've been.
Really? The
Yeah,
Swift?
yeah.
Oh my God, I didn't know that one. Okay. Okay,
yeah.
carry on.
So Swift International Transaction System was set up by the very same two companies. Sorry, a particular Swift. Let me rephrase that. A particular UK Swift International Transaction Company. So not because they have lots of different shell companies, but one of their companies to do with the UK and Ireland was set up using the same two companies that started up my freehold company that I'm a shareholder for. Okay, and we've just talked about another shareholder that's linked to MI6. But they're all false entities because on the incorporation documents, they have a company called Jordans Limited on their incorporation document. When you look at Jordans Limited, they have a false register against their incorporation document. So on the register, it's got one of their former company names that's been registered correctly on there. It should be registered. But the legal document attached to that register has a completely different name on it. So it's a fraudulent, unlawful entity. It's been created fraudulently. So has the Swift International Transaction System, which means it should never have been operating. And
Wow.
all banks use the Swift International Transaction System. Certainly all Western banks. And of course, that means the whole thing is fraud. Should never have been happening. And they would know this. Companies House would know this. They, of course, have legal teams and financial advisors that would know this. Companies House have done this. They're the only ones that could have falsified that register against the document, and therefore it's our very own government that's been doing this. So the whole thing is fraud. And then, of course, you then have the forged documents. So any of these banks that are using that international transaction system are very likely have been forging all of their accounts for decades, absolutely decades, putting into offshore accounts. Now, there's panicking so much about this that probably around 2.5 weeks ago now, Swift actually publicized proposals to move to full central bank digital currency within 1 to 2 years. Now, they're really panicking because 1 year ago, they were making statements saying there's no need necessarily to move to remove cash. You know, it's not. We don't necessarily think we're going to go to full digital. Now they're panicking. And in fact, 1 week before the latest proposal, information suggests they were still saying the same thing, that we might not need to go full digital. And of course, I then publicised information about the concerns with digital currency. They've then publicised this expedited rush to move to full digital currency control.
That ain't going to happen. Like, it's been, yeah. Everyone is, we can't, we've got to be on our guard. We've got to step up, because this is, I believe, and I follow the prophetic word a lot. And where every single thing that we've been told over these last, since 2017, plus there was the Q drops, which I started following in the March, every single thing is playing out right now. This is up to the people. We cannot rely on our governments, right?
Absolutely.
This is the great awakening, and there ain't going to be CBDCs, right? But we cannot be complacent, because the only way we're going to get the rest of the population is that people have got to get to the precipice when they've had enough, when they're going to, you can't just tell people. You can't.
Yeah.
They don't believe you. But look at the awakening that's been happening. Look at how many people are waking up. You know, the farmers, we've got that. We're at war on every single front, and it is a spiritual war. And during COVID, everyone was saying we're all going to go into these internment camps, and this is going to happen, and we're going to be falsely vaccinated, and we're going to be locked down forever. And we were like, nah, that ain't going to happen. But what that did with that building and building for your normal people who are hearing it from everywhere, it's making people wake up.
Absolutely.
What
Absolutely.
You're seeing now is the great awakening. So we have to keep on like this. We have to. But God is in control of this. God is pushing that. Gary, he has chosen you Look how all of a sudden you've fallen on all those documentations. You were just you were a police officer doing what was right. Didn't have a, I don't know, maybe you were a little bit awake to what was going on, but look what he's done. He's used you. He has used you for this time. And we, within this community or whatever, we've all been chosen to do our part in this. And everybody has a part in this. They've got their own story. I've tried to get away. I've lost everything over these years because I was funding myself. We lost everything. I lost a home. I've lost every single penny of my savings. And I'm 50 years of age now. I ain't got no pension. I live from hand to mouth every single day because I can't get a job. And every time I've tried to go back to normality, I can't. I God's put me on this path, and this is what we've got to do. And we've got to stay firm. And we're going to get attacked, and you're going to get attacked. And it might come through through family or whatever, but we have to. Ephesians 6, armor up, because you've been chosen for this time, Gary, to play this part, to reach people, and we've all got our part to play. And what you're doing is incredible. And we've got everybody has got to listen to what you're saying and get up and do something. It's up to us. God's in control. He's in control. And this is a spiritual war, but we've got to do our bit.
Absolutely. I mean, I'd say don't, the nice thing, well, the great thing about what's coming out is I keep saying this, but it's corroborative. People can go and check this information. Don't just listen to me. Don't just believe me. You don't have to even trust me. Just go and look at the documents and verify, and you'll see the truth. And
And
that
the
is
other
why this.
side can't do that. The other side, you have to believe us. That's the beauty of this movement. Every single thing within the truth movement and what people do, we can back it up. They can't. We're just supposed to go ahead and believe them, like the doctors. We're just supposed to go and believe our doctors. They can't prove anything about, the vaccines. They can't prove that they were safe and effective. They can't, but we can prove that they're killing people.
I mean, the very fact, Lou, that they have we've now got this fraud identified, and we've already touched on the unlawful element in terms of it creates a lack of liability or accountability. They have deliberately, let's not forget this, they have deliberately allowed vaccine companies to create vaccines and force it upon the people, even though those companies have no liability and accountability because of the fraudulent system that has been used to set them up through Companies House. And that's deliberate. They deliberately removed accountability and liability. They're doing it for the 5G masts that are going up now all over the country. It's now being proven. I mean, you've probably seen it in Gloucester. There was a big cracking guy, actually, who's trying to be the police crime and commissioner for the area. And they identified that not only are they using companies that no longer existed, they were no longer registered with Companies House to put the masts up. The actual safety certificates that had been produced, or the safe documents to say that the technology was safe, had been produced by companies that had dissolved in 2016.
It's
Now,
unbelievable.
why would you do that unless you know there is something sinister and something very bad about these things that they're putting up and that the injections they're giving to us? You just wouldn't do it. You wouldn't remove that accountability. But this is what they've done. And they've dug themselves a very, very, very deep hole,
And
and they're
there
not
will
going to
be
be.
justice. There will be justice. God, he's in control. We have got to all stand up. We need to be asking the questions of, we've got elections coming up, and I cannot reiterate this enough. The only question anybody really needs to ask their people standing in their election, and because everything is based around the children for me, that's the only thing that matters. But all they need to ask is, what do they feel of RSE education? And if they come back and they think it's a good idea, that will pretty tell you, if they come back and say yes, and that children need to have it, that means that person supports the grooming of children in the classroom. They believe that it's okay for 3-year-olds to be taught about masturbation. We have got to find good people. We cannot keep going back to the same thing. And unfortunately, at the moment, everyone, I know people poo-poo the voting system, but It's what we've got. It's the only thing we've got to work with at the moment. And we need to identify these people in power. Because going back to the times of Leon Britton and all of that, we have had paedophiles in Parliament. The abusing of children in Parliament. A bit like what we're seeing about Diddy's freak-offs. There were these kind of parties going on here. How do people get to where they are? They get dirt. They get blackmailed. You do as you're told, or we release these stuff. And it is time now for every individual person to get up and do something. And the fraud, what you have stumbled upon, is the nail in the coffin to everything.
Well, I mean, it's the key, because it allows the ability for the crime to go to move and the money to be moved, you know, with no liability or accountability. You see, this is why they're doing it. So if you stop this fraud, you will not stop. Of course, you're not going to stop paedophilia completely, but you will massively reduce the systematic element of it through the government and through these corporations just by resolving this fraud, because it will, like I've said, it will instate liability, accountability. No one's going to want to put their real name on a company if they know there's accountability and liability and still be involved in moving millions around that's linked to child trafficking. They'd be very stupid. I mean, it's still possible, of course. But, you know, and this is how government are allowing this. The only reason they would be allowing this is because they want to be part of it or allow it, this system of fraud. And it's got to stop. And you, like you've said several times, there's no coincidence that this is all happening now. There's no coincidence in this. I'm a very insignificant man in a van that literally can hardly move. I mean, my wife will tell you, we've got problems with a van, it can hardly drive. All I've got is a mobile phone. And I've uncovered this. It's no coincidence. And it's in the nick of time. Because if they remove cash, I keep saying this, we're going to have a massive problem. Because at the moment, we have the ability to peacefully protest by withholding our taxation and also, but still having cash to survive. If we don't have cash, they can freeze accounts, take money potentially from there, and we can't then stop peacefully. You know, we can't peacefully protest, or we're limited in how we can peacefully protest against any corrupt or criminal government policies that are coming in, i.e. reduce the age of sexual consent to 10. Yeah. You know, so it's really important. And I think they know that.
And what I think we've also had the problem in this country, Gary, is that you never get justice, because it's the crown, the crown courts. They're in charge of it all. But this is why we are seeing the fall of the royal family as we speak at this very, very moment. That is what we're seeing. It's collapsing. William is not fit to break him. They cannot use Andrew. Edward's already stepped one side and wouldn't do it. You've got Beatrice and Eugenie, no interest in it whatsoever. Harry and Meghan have got away. And I mean, I think they've done the right thing, you know, and they have been crucified in the British press. Absolutely crucified. And William's behind it all. And we are now, what we're seeing in Hollywood and what's going down, we are living through times where we are seeing the destruction of the old guard. That is what we are seeing. And it is time now for the British people to stand up, lose that fear.
Absolutely. Fear.
You have been, excuse me, but you've been raped. You've been raped with your money. Your everything has been taken away from us. And we are like, we're nothing. And we have to take that power back. We really do. And, you know, Gary's doing this. Everyone's got their part to play. No matter how small it is, it ain't insignificant. We've all got to, now is the time. And we also have to be aware that in the coming months, it's going to go like, I was going to say like the Twin Towers dropped, like demolition. But that's what's going to happen. You know, it's like being birthing pains, right? It's like in labor pains coming up. But when it comes the full on, that's where we're going. We are going to see more nonsense going on. We've got to wait for Taiwan to be entered. But at the moment, or while we're even just having this chat now, more children are being trafficked, abused, and just despicable things happening. And we've got to start standing up for these kids.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's essential, isn't it? We must get back to, and I keep saying this a couple of the other interviews, but it comes back to what we teach, you know, most of us in a rational state of mind, we teach our children, don't we, to be honest, you know, to help others in need, to be respectful, to care for your elders. And we must get back, and obviously very importantly, I mean, I keep saying this, treat others how you would want to be treated. You know, if you're in a rational state of mind, how would you want to be treated? You wouldn't want to be victimized. And we have to get back, including our government, has to get back to that being the main principle and main foundation in all that it does. All that it does has to come back to that simple, simple thing. How
We've
do
got to get
we?
back also to God. People have
Of
got
course,
to start putting
yeah.
their trust in God that He's got this. He's
Yeah.
got this. We are here to wake people up and to get people to do it for themselves. And also, there's going to be a revival. There is going to be a revival. And I'm seeing more and more people turning to Jesus. I really, I never thought I would. Like, I cannot believe it. And I've got more faith than I've ever had of what is happening right now. He is totally in control. And people have just got to also, your times of feeling desperate, just pray. Prayer works. It really, I can't believe I'm saying this, but it really does. And he's got in control. But we have to do the right thing. We have to stand. Do you know what I mean? Stand firm in it and do keep on doing what we are doing, because these demons, they can't stand it. They can't stand it if you're standing full on with the armor of God. And like, no, you're not today, Satan, mate, not today. And we have to also get that message out, as well as getting the message out about the fraud. You know, now is the time. Now is
Absolutely.
the time, Gary.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just hold
And
it
we
there. Just hold it there, because I'm going to stop this, and we're going to do it in part two, because I want to cut it up so people can have it in chunks. So we'll be right back.